Hey y'all, it's Mama Susie coming at ya. Just wanted to say hey and see how you guys are doing. I'm doing all right, hanging in there, enjoying this crazy windy day. It's pretty windy here. So, my sugar's been all right. I have a little bit of a stomach upset. I think it's from my metformin, and if I ate too many carbs or something with sugaring in it, kind of causes me a little bit of upset. So it could even be like too much dairy. I don't know if you guys ever deal with that, but I'm pretty careful what I'm putting in my body. So, you know, I don't know. We're just all doing the best we can, you know. That's all that matters, you know. So it is what it is. Today I woke up, my blood sugar was 104, and I figured, hey, anything that's 120 and over is damaging my body, so I'll take 104. And, you know, that's kind of how I'm just going to roll with the whole day. Today I got, some household things I have to do, nothing big deal. I'm just going to kind of relax and just do what I got to do, make dinner. I'm thinking I'm going to make cheeseburgers and a salad and probably some macaroni and cheese for my guys. So I don't know. I think about it, but I gotta make the bed and do dishes, and I want to organize my dresser drawers. I got two dressers, so I want to organize those, kind of get into a kick of spring cleaning, you know. So I'm gonna do that, and I don't know, I just kind of want to chill today. I don't want to do too much, because I think yesterday did too much and last week, and it can really wear you out. So that's what I'm going to do. But I hope you guys are checking your sugar and you're taking good care of yourself, you know, and exercising and not having any issues and stuff like that. If you are, just take it easy. You know, do the best you can. That's all we can do, you know. And those things, when you reach the goals that you want to, whether it's like losing weight or just getting certain things done around your house or different activities, then, you know, kind of give yourself a pat on the back and tell yourself it's going to be all right. And, you know, even at that moment when you feel like, I don't know, you're not doing it for yourself, you know, or you're like not achieving your goal, then we all have those moments. So if you can just keep going and keep pressing on and keep trying to, you know, keep, you know, going, that's what matters. You can never give up. You have to keep going, and, you know, eventually you'll get over that mountain. You'll get over that. You'll climb the mountain, you'll get over it, and then, you know, you'll be thankful that you try. You know, you'll be happy, and you'll be thankful for those who have helped you through your journey, but you'll also be like, hey, I did this. I strive really hard for my goals, and I got there. And it doesn't matter what anybody says or anybody thinks, you know, don't let those people get in your head who do try to, because believe me, they try to do it to me too. So I just ignore them, because sometimes they're trying to help you, but they don't always realize that they're helping, or their annoyance can kind of hinder your process and your journey of your life. So you just try to, basically, if you don't get sunshine in your life, then you have to be other sunshine, if you get what I'm saying. So it kind of, if you can kind of like think of it that way, it kind of opens your mind and your heart and your soul about things. I know I just kind of like pray and meditate and try to think about the things I'm going to do throughout the day and try to achieve those goals. And if I don't get them all done, I do them the next day. And if I don't, you know, finish that one task, I do it the next day. But I try to get it done by the end of the week, because I try not to procrastinate. When I was younger, I procrastinated a lot of things, and then it catches up on you, and all it does is cause you you know, stress and anxiety, and it's just, it's not worth putting yourself through that. So, you know, just do the best you can and try to get where you need to go, you know. I hope you guys are going by your meter and you're taking good care of yourself. I'm trying my best. You know, that's all I can do. I've had a little bit of stomach upset, but, you know, that's not a big deal. I'll get over it. I've dealt with a lot of it from my PCOS, so it is what it is. I haven't had a flare-up for my HS, I believe, for like a month. So I'm doing pretty well with that. So I'm getting more sleep and I'm drinking the turmeric milk that I've told you guys about. Just, it's a half teaspoon of turmeric and it's a little bit of like a dash of pepper and just a little glass of milk. Stir it up really well. You can put some herbs in it, parsley or anything like that. I drink that, and sometimes if I feel like I'm going to get a lesion, I'm going to get a boil from my HS, then I just wash the area, take a shower or whatever, wherever it's at, and then I hurry up and put turmeric on it and a Band-Aid, and it'll be gone within a day or two. So I'm not having so many problems, but I know a lot of people who do have them that have PCOS or have diabetes or other autoimmune issues. And they have to seek your doctor. If it gets really bad, you don't want it to get sepsis and you don't want to get infection. So, you know, seek your doctor if you're getting them. Talk with your doctor about it, him or her, and, you know, see what they have to say. They might recommend you to a dermatologist. If it's really bad, say you have a bad inflammation and you need to get, you know, some people need to get surgery on them. So I know how painful they can be, and when you're dealing with all these other health issues, something like that can be really hard on you. You know, I know many years having PCOS and trying to have a baby, and then it's not happening, and just like, and then other things in life are happening because that's just life, you know. So if another problem arises or another issue or anything in your life, you just keep trying to, you know, you keep going. And no matter what, you persevere, like I've talked about in the past. And it's true, you know, we can never, ever give up on ourselves because we're the only person we got. So what we do is just keep going, keep, you know, trying to get to that task, get to that goal, whatever that is for that day. And, you know, it's our journey, you know. I don't know how many people try to compare themselves with others. We can't compare ourselves with others. You know, back in the 90s, they had all these magazines. And it showed women, it showed girls, all these pictures of really skinny models, all this. That is very hard to achieve. You know, that's almost impossible, especially this day and age when a lot of women have fertility issues, have PCOS, endo, could have diabetes, could have all kinds of health concerns. And it's also hard for men to achieve that too. You know, I've talked about it in the past about perfection. It's not possible. Be happy with who you are. And if there's something you want to improve on, then improve on it. But don't think you have to be this perfect person because, you know, it's just not going to happen. You know, if that's what you have in your mind, if that's all you want is perfection and everything, it's just not going to happen. You know, you just don't think about it. You know, put your mind on other things. You know, me, I'm concerned. I wake up in the morning, I got to go to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom if my stomach's bothering me. You know, I'm in there for a minute, whatever, and then I take my animal out, I take my doggy out to go potty, I feed my dog and cat, I feed my fish, I have a couple fishies, I feed them, I make coffee for my husband, or sometimes he'll make it, I make lunch for my husband, I get some stuff done, I do some laundry, you know, I just do some regular things around the house, getting my day going. I write a little list out of everything I want to do and need to do and just do my best, you know. And if that's, you know, what makes you happy in life, whatever it is, then that's what makes you happy, you know. I think that as long as you're trying to achieve your goal, and it could be just turning your health around, you know, from having PCOS and HS and diabetes, and that is my main goal for myself. So whatever your main goal is for yourself is for you. And I want to let you know I'm very proud of you, and I'm very thankful, and I appreciate all your messages and all your love and all your concern, because, you know, I'm really trying my best like you guys are, you know. And just don't compare yourself with other people, because, you know, sometimes it just irks me. I don't know if it does that to you guys, but it just irks me when someone is like trying to make you do what they do or feel how they feel. And, you know, I don't get offended very easily. I mean, I'm kind of old school. I just, if somebody offends me, I kind of just ignore it, because just everything I've been through in life, I kind of, I don't know, it's an old saying my grandma used to say and my mom told me. It's kind of like taking your problems and you think of a duck. It's like water going off a duck's back. You just let it go off smoothly. So if something's aggravating you or annoying you, just kind of just let it go. Because, you know, people are always going to have opinions of you. People are always going to want to say things. And sometimes they mean it because they care. But I mean, you're going through enough stuff, so just deal with it as you go and don't worry about all the other stuff in the background, you know. Just try to get to where you gotta go every single day, and nobody knows what you're going through except yourself. You know, I think about, like, how can I help people? What can I do? Number one, I gotta help myself. And then on the other hand, I'm thinking, how can I help people? I'm a helper. I like to help people, and not everybody is. Some people just like to listen, and some people just like to learn, and some people like to do all of the above. And I try to be a helper best I can, but I've learned that I had to help myself first, you know. So, you know, wherever you're at, whoever you are, be who you are and love who you are, because I'm a firm believer that God made us. And we're all special, you know. Nobody's has to be a certain way or look a certain way or whatever. I mean, you are who you are, and be proud of you, who you are, and your goals every single day. And sometimes it feels like, you know, it's monotonous and it's just draining. It's just so much, and you're like, ugh, I had enough of today. I just feel like crap. Or you could be having a happy day, you know, whatever. But we all have good days. We all have bad days. You know, just keep patting yourself on the back and keep trying and keep going. And that's all we can do. You know, it's every day is a learning experience. It truly is. And we can learn from so many people. I mean, what a boring world this would be if we were all the same. Truly, I've said this before, and I'm just so thankful for all of you and all my family and friends. And I'm thankful to the Lord for my salvation. And I hope that I can be a good influence to all of you, you know, because I started this podcast originally to kind of get stuff off my heart, get stuff off my mind, to kind of work through what I was going through and what I was feeling. But as it's, you know, as God is molding me into who the woman He wants me to be, I see that somehow I'm malleable. You know, I have to learn to change who I am at certain things, because, you know, I might have certain attitudes that other people might not like, or say certain things that might get on someone's nerve. I mean, we're all, you know, we're human. And I'm me, but that's all I can be is myself. And that's all you guys can be is yourself, you know? So just keep going and keep trying the best you can. And I'm very happy and excited that I can keep continually, you know, encouraging you and helping you, because honestly, you're helping me too. And I'm glad and I'm excited that, you know, I can help you achieve your goal in some way, because that, to me, that gives me more, I don't know, satisfaction. It makes me happy that I can help you too, and that you're trying to really work at it like I am. And it doesn't matter where I'm at or where you're at, as long as we keep trying, you know? And that's what it really means. You know, we haven't given up. So I just want to encourage you today to, you know, get all your stuff you need to do and keep a positive outlook in life the best you can, because it's not going to, I don't know, it's not always going to stay the same. Your circumstances might change. Things might get worse. Things might get better. But I'm a firm believer in life is what you make it. And if you are always thinking it's, you know, boo-hooing and always thinking it's going to be bad and negative and all this stuff, then you're going to have a crappy day and you're going to have a crappy week and you're going to have a crappy month. You know, so you've got to try to turn around your situation the best you can, however you can handle it. You know, just kind of keep yourself centered and kind of keep yourself uplifted and, you know, give yourself those little congratulations that you may need. You know, just don't try to put yourself in a bubble. But also don't try to live your life for other people, because that's impossible too. And those are like big lessons that I've learned that I'm glad, you know, glad to share with you. So on that note, I hope y'all have a good week and a good weekend, and check your sugar, you know, whatever's going on. If your PCOS is driving you crazy, and you know, I have many of those days, you know, where it's driving me crazy, giving me headaches and stomach aches and all that jazz. You know, if your diabetes is rough on you, you know, you just keep trying to eat your diet well and do the best you can. That's all you can do. Check your sugar, like I said, and exercise. Get out in the fresh air, get out in the sunlight, and just keep going. So y'all have a good one, and I'll be back soon. Mama Susie signing out. Bye-bye.